At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The good liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my booth.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Don't smoke, girl.
Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth.
Trust us.
Welcome to The Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are The Good Liars.
And we may be The Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about the Jeffrey Epstein client list, which apparently doesn't exist, Elon Musk's America Party, and much, much more. But we want to remind you all, you can support us on Substack. Subscribe. We have a paid tier with all sorts of exclusive content. You can find us at substack.com/thegoodliars. DeVrom, before we get into it, I need you to tell me the truth. How are you doing today? How are you feeling?
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Had a wonderful July 4th.
Mm.
Fireworks are pretty cool.
The fireworks, yeah. Did you take pictures of them?
I didn't.
Video?
No.
Nothing.
They never turn out as cool on film as you'd hope, but it was a good holiday. Got a sunburn.
Mm.
Classic. American July 4th. And there's nothing to be worried about as far as the country goes right now. So I was able to guilt-free enjoy it.
Yes. Yes.
And just to be reciprocal here, how are you doing?
I'm good. I got this new shirt.
Pretty cool.
Survivor Series 1992.
See the back.
Yeah.
The cool stuff's on the back, which is unfortunate. But it's my first vintage wrestling shirt.
That is very exciting.
Yeah. Very excited about it. Hey, this is kind of like an A to B thing.
Right.
Big news story. Donald Trump announced that, I'm being serious right now.
This is an A to B thing?
It is. Okay. Donald Trump announced that he wants to have a UFC fight on the grounds of the White House. I have to know, DeVrom, how are you feeling about that? Are you happy about that?
Yeah. Wow. What's not to be happy about? I think it's pretty wild. I think we're getting used to saying that things are
pretty wild.
Things
are pretty
crazy.
Goofy in America
things are pretty
right
goofy.
Now.
Yeah. But just to think, you know, UFC isn't for everyone. It's pretty violent.
Yes.
I think you don't watch it. I don't watch it.
Absolutely not.
Whenever it's on, it's kind of like that car wreck thing where you rubberneck a little and then you're like, oh, that's why I don't watch it. This is terrible. That's my experience anyway. And now it's going to be part of the, I guess, the White House.
The 4th of July celebrations
are going to be like a blood sport for Americans to, I assume, cheer about, like Caesar and his gladiators.
Yes, yeah. Are you not entertained?
Right.
I want to know why it's UFC and not WWE. Trump has all these connections to the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Because that blood's not real blood.
It is real blood.
It is
they
real
cut
blood.
Themselves. You know this. You know this. Like Lex Luger slammed Yokozuna. I'm sure you remember this back in 1993.
Yeah.
A little bit after the shirt was made.
Just after that shirt was made.
Yes.
Yeah.
Slammed Yokozuna, Lex Luger did, on the USS aircraft carrier. A big day for America. Obviously, there was a big war going on with Japan at that point.
Yeah.
That it was important that he slammed the guy, Yokozuna.
Right.
Yeah. It was
symbolic.
The late great Yokozuna. He's dead.
Right.
Lex Luger is not doing so well.
Rest in peace.
But yes. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you think this is a sign of the end of days?
Societal decline. Okay. How could it not be? It's like, you know, it's really appealing to like an old primal instinct in human beings. And I don't think it's a sign of like societal incline.
Okay.
Put it that
way. Okay. So is it less to do with like what we're doing to the White House, like commercializing it in a way and all that stuff? If Obama was president, he would always do the NCAA brackets. If they played the national championship on the grounds of the White House, you'd be okay with that? Or you think that's still a little weird to do that?
I think it's a little weird. You know, we just recently, a few months ago, went through Donald Trump doing his Tesla commercial.
That was a little weird.
On the White House grounds.
Whatever happened?
Whatever happened with that?
We'll get into that later. Yeah.
So yes, the commercializing the White House, I think, is like a unsettling kind of bizarre move.
Yeah.
But it's more about the actual fight taking place and just
because somebody could die.
Someone could die. Yeah. It just feels like it's like gladiators, old timey, like entertain people with blood and fighting, and it's still a little bit odd in that it exists at all in the form that it does, but to put it on the White House lawn, I think is another.
No one's died in the UFC ring, right, Peter? Or the octagon, I should
Can you
say.
Confirm that?
Maybe, no? You know? So. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. So it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. All right. You were saying this is a little dark, a little weird. Let's move on to something a little lighter. Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is from CNN. After months of touting the impending release of new blockbuster information on accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, the Justice Department announced in a memo on Monday that there is no evidence he kept a, quote, client list or was murdered. And it goes on to say the Justice Department does not plan to release any new documents on the matter. So a lot of people in MAGA world are upset right now.
Right.
That this is happening.
First of all, memo is a funny word, right? Memo. Memo.
Just
they always
general?
Release important things on memos.
Yes.
Yeah. It kind of feels like a little lighthearted word for such heavy.
Okay. What word would you use instead of memo?
Release.
Mm.
Mm. No.
Release?
Yeah.
They release their release. Okay.
If the memo sounds silly.
Okay, it sounds okay. silly. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't get the memo. So, number one question.
Yeah.
Devram, we'll get into the people in MAGA world very upset about this. Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Is it yes or no? No. Is it yes or no?
And then you can say whatever the fuck. Yes.
Okay. And then you can say all
the other bullshit. I will get all the other stuff I was going to say. I need to do my own research a little more.
Okay.
But I do believe he could have been allowed to kill himself.
Okay.
You know, let's leave
so
him
that's
alone
where the conspiracy is, not the
in the situation that he is in, and maybe he'll get the memo.
He'll get the memo.
Yeah.
He'll be like, that's such a funny word.
Yeah. Not such a funny word when it comes to prison suicide.
Yeah. 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 We're keeping it light here.
Yeah.
So everyone's pissed off about this. Laura Loomer, and I was feeling a little sick last
week. You were
week.
Feeling a little loomered.
I think it was from the loomering that we got in Iowa still.
Oh,
and this
my,
is like, people need to realize the effects of loomering.
It is.
It's like there's long loomer as well. And like, I think I've got long loomer because I've been feeling a little gross about it.
Man, I guess I'll pray for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. That's all you can do really when you get loomered. So Laura Loomer, she's very upset about this and they're all not blaming Trump, which I think is telling, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like, not particularly surprising, I guess. Usually everyone finds a way not to blame Trump for whatever's going on. But in this instance, you know, I've been thinking a lot about how much they set themselves up for this moment. It was like if you were a MAGA person in the last couple of years, like this was high on their list of ways to go after people to insinuate that they were going to be on the list and that Trump's White House would be so forthcoming with information that, of course, they're going to release this information.
Yeah.
And they appealed to kind of people's conspiratorial brains and said that, you know, they're trying to keep this information from you, but we won't, and tried to bring people into the fold. And so they kind of made this into the thing that it is now and then are not going to deliver on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we talked to a lot of people, even when we were in Detroit for the first 100 days rally, one guy I talked to, he was like, that's the number one thing I want Trump to do in the next 100 days. Release the Epstein list. And I was like, wasn't Trump on the flight logs? And he was like, oh yeah, who's on the plane? But he didn't do anything.
Right.
He didn't do anything. I believe him when he says that. And you know, maybe he's
I almost think that this is a crazier think card to play than, you know, I've heard people say, well, we don't know who in his orbit was actually doing something wrong and who were his, you know, business contacts. We can't release all these names, who knows what implications that would have for people who didn't know that anything was going on.
Right.
But now they're just saying none of that information exists.
which that is a that little can't, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Can't be true that of all these travel arrangements and everything that happened in his business dealings that were happening during that time, like you could cross-reference things and figure out who was involved and when they were involved. But to just say the information doesn't exist is far-fetched, to say the
least. You don't
least,
believe it.
Especially if Donald Trump is like involved in it.
Well, I want to play a video way back from 2020. And
whoa,
you could, you might say to yourself, Jason, whoa, what are you doing here?
What
that's,
is this?
That's back, old.
This almost back, back in 1992, yeah, almost.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Mind you.
Yeah.
And this is from July 21st, 2020. And this is during a White House press conference. And speaking is the President of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, former reality show host.
My second question, it's a little bit a different topic, but it's one that a lot of people are talking about. Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticized Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
Mr. President. Yeah, I wish her well. She's been accused of these heinous crimes with somebody who's, you know,
right,
also been accused of these heinous crimes. What are your thoughts on her?
Just the one thing, I guess I wish her well. No, I can't elaborate on anything
I don't
else,
know. It's basically just a Hallmark card I have for her. You know, best wishes.
Anyway, if anybody could deliver this to her, this Hallmark card. you would think there would be a little more to say. Even like if she hasn't done these things, I hope they find that. You know, it's anything to elaborate other than just I wish her well.
Right.
You would a normal person I think would be like, but if she has done these things, then she should face consequences or whatever.
I don't have much to say, yeah, but I hope she understands what I'm saying right now. Don't fuck me
don't
over.
Don't fuck
please.
Me over. Also,
I got a lot. I'm president. I don't know if you know this. Right. Like, I've got a lot to lose right now. So I thought it's interesting. He said that. He says, "I wish her well." Accused,
you know,
of working.
He
with-
knows that'll make it to her too. To your point.
Oh
yeah,
with the president speaking about her,
right? But yeah. I mean, she knows he'll someone will say, you know, Donald Trump said he wishes you well. And she's like, okay, I've got a powerful ally here. I better not screw him over. It's a reminder. It's a mob reminder. Boss.
It's a mob boss thing. It is a mob boss thing. So that's how he speaks about, I guess, at the time, accused sex traffickers.
Right.
And then this is Donald Trump just last week at the 250.
That's more recent.
This is him talking about a much bigger group of person than one at the time accused trafficker.
Not one Democrat voted for us, and I think we use it in the campaign that's coming up, the midterms, because we got to beat them. But all of the things that we've given, and they wouldn't vote only because they hate Trump. But I hate them too. You know that. So it's sort of I hate them. I cannot stand them because I really believe they hate our country. You want to know the truth?
You want to know the truth? You
want to know the truth? That's what everyone wants to hear when they go to a Trump rally.
So just to break this down, Donald Trump wishes an accused, at the time, sex trafficker well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says he hates half the country. He hates Democrats. Maybe just specifically the Democrats who wouldn't pass the bill, who are represented by people who did not want the bill to be passed, or representing people that did not want the bill to be passed. So he hates half the country, but the one
but he wishes her
wishes her well.
Yeah,
that's nice. It's nice. And I've been avoiding saying her first name this whole time.
Yeah, because
can you say it?
It's hard to figure out.
Because we were talking with Katie Fang earlier, and she said it, and I was like, "That's how you say it?" Because I thought it was like, I thought it literally sounds like Ghislaine, but is it
Ghislaine? Yeah, something like that. We're not going to figure it out right here.
You know how to say her name? Ghislaine.
Yeah, people leave certain letters out. They do silent letters. They do hard G's instead of soft G's. They do all the things.
Is it French? What is the name?
I think so. Okay. It's fair to say.
You have a background with French.
I think it's probably French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say it in a French accent. Maybe that's how you say it.
Ghislaine.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, Tom.
There we go.
Now we got to the bottom of it.
There you have it.
Because everything I said would have been much more effective.
Had you not avoided had the I name not in the first place, the name. But then I avoided it with you because I didn't want to try and figure it out all by myself.
I was interviewing Zohran Mamdani, and I just watched like the debate, his debate thing with Cuomo, when he's like, "Here's how you say my name. It's Mamdani," and he like really is laying into him. And then I was interviewing him, and I was like, I think I'm going to fuck up his name. I might say his name
What if he went back into that?
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
That'd be incredible.
Destroys me. I think I mentioned it after the interview. I was like, I just like let the fear take over.
It'd
and I really
kind of funny to try and bait him into repeating the moment sometimes.
I think the risk reward on that on my part, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
But it would be really funny to play him next to each other.
Be funny. Would be funny.
Think about.
All right. Well, I wish you well, Darom.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I wish you well.
All right. I hate half the country. I don't know.
So the Epstein news has so enraged the richest man in the world. Have you heard about this? This guy, Elon Musk?
Have you heard about this guy? Yeah.
You know this guy, Elon
Musk.
I don't know.
Tell me more. I'll try and figure it out if
richest
I know who he is.
Guy in the world.
Okay.
This guy.
Richest guy ever to live?
Ever to live. Okay.
Well, we'll talk about
this
later.
I mean, adjusted to inflation. I don't know. Adjusted to inflation, I don't know if that's true. But
we'll find
now,
out. I have some information. Richest,
oh, you do? Okay, great. That's what that list is. Okay, good. I'm excited. richest guy in the world,
Who's this guy? Elon you gotta Musk. Tell me his name. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
He owns Tesla and SpaceX and X.
Did he
and xvideos.com and
did he start Tesla?
No.
Did he start Twitter?
No.
So he just bought the stuff.
Yes. He's so mad at Donald Trump about this, not releasing this Epstein
list. Well, to be
list.
Fair, I think there's public some personal beef. Spat started a little before this, right?
Yes,
this,
it did.
It's gasoline on the fire.
It's gas on the fire. Okay. And you just hate to see it, too. But two guys used to be so close.
Yeah.
Like, I used to, like a guy who you love so much, you turned the White House into a Tesla dealership.
They ever hugged? I bet I'm really glad I have you, man.
No. Okay. Not in that way. Maybe, like, in public, they did, like, a bro hug or whatever, but I don't think they are capable of deep human emotion.
That's what you're getting at.
Yeah. So this guy, Elon Musk, so enraged about this Epstein list thing, he's coming after Trump by creating his own party, and he's calling it the America Party. I just wanted to finish this sentence.
I know, it was hard to get through. The America Party, you say?
Yes, that's what he's doing. He's starting something called the America Party, a new political party. Party owned by the richest man on earth. What are your first thoughts?
Yeah, what are you when you say a party owned by the richest man on earth? Are you implying anything there?
Well, like
good or bad? I don't know.
Well, I mean, we got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
what do you mean, good or bad? We got to wait to see how this unfolds.
I know you're just hearing about this.
Yeah,
guy.
I'm just hearing about this right now.
I met him. I think I met him once or twice. Yeah. I definitely met him before.
Well, I was actually going to ask if you thought that your interaction with him could have had anything to do with this transpiring.
Yes.
Because you said to him something along the lines of, like, you could do better things with your money, I think it was what you reported back.
Yeah.
Do you think he maybe thought on that?
Yes.
Maybe he kept him up at night. He thought, what am I doing with my money?
Yes.
And he thought, I got to save America. Definitely. I got to create a political party. I have to start putting money into politics, but not in the way that I did before.
That was bad.
That guy would do a good thing. There are better things you could be doing with your money.
Yes.
You think he thought about that? And that took a couple months to kind of get his ducks in a row.
Yep.
But now he's doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe that I am very important. I think I'm maybe the most important person in the world.
No, I know you think that.
Yes. No, I know that.
You know
but
that I know that you think that. But
this validates that.
Right. So I guess what
the
I'm saying
I've always felt.
You made a comment at an important time, and now this.
And now this. Coincidence?
Probably
I think not.
Not.
I think
probably
not.
Probably not.
DeVrom, you're absolutely right. It was me that inspired
you.
You
can't
do
believe
this.
You didn't think of this.
Yes.
This is the look on your face right now.
It's a little weird, too, that his AI now has been recently doing a lot of anti-Semitic and like pro-Hitler stuff. It makes me think maybe he didn't fully change, but maybe I didn't specifically talk about that. And maybe that's on me. And the next time
you'll be a little more specific.
Yes.
And you'll say, do better things with your money. Also, don't let your AI bot. Start saying Hitler's
bad.
Great.
Hitler's bad.
That's short.
I should have said that.
Shorthand, yeah.
Oh, all right. So good thing or bad thing, DeVrom? What do you think?
I think it is a good thing.
Okay.
I think it's exactly what the forefathers had in mind when they wrote the Constitution. The richest man on earth, not from America.
Right.
Will come into the country and will create the most important political party named after the country.
Well, the continent, really. The continents.
Right.
I mean, right. It's the America party.
The Americas.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's going to be kind of a new uniparty?
I don't, but I think it's America is not the United States.
Are you implying that more continents will be involved?
Well, I'll have to talk to him about it.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to him about it.
If I decide that's the right way to go, I'll talk to you about it because I know my voice carries some sway.
I think it's exactly what the forefathers had in mind, and I think he can really come in here and he can make a big positive difference for America. I think that's his biggest allegiance, not Mars, America.
Okay, interesting. I think this is a new approach, and I kind of like it because usually there's like a bunch of different billionaires backing one of two parties, sometimes both, just so they have their interests like completely taken care of. But now it's just one guy backing one party, and it's new and different.
Right, and he's like the richest guy.
According to my notes,
right?
Yes.
So it's just kind of clear. You got one guy, you know that the party is going to be an extension of his brain, basically, and that's kind of a comforting. Or
if we all get Neuralink, we could all be an extension of his brain. But I actually, since Elon and I are close, sometimes he forwards me emails, like
too many times
emails.
A day,
sometimes it's like send this to 15 people, you get bad luck. Sometimes it's a funny poem. Sometimes it's a heartfelt poem.
Picture of a
jokeless,
lady in a bikini or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he accidentally forwarded me one of his emails. And it was like different name ideas that he had for the America party.
Oh, okay.
And I think I sent this to you too. Did I? Or did you not do any jokes for this?
I think you should go ahead and
I'll just say what I said, because I only have a couple here that he sent to me.
Yeah.
So he sent me this email, and then here's some of the other names that he was thinking for the America party. So Elon Musk was like, maybe the America party could be called the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
And then one of his buddies wrote back and was like, hey, that's already a thing.
Right. And that was on the reply when he forwarded it. So you saw that.
Yes,
hey, that's already a thing.
Replies.
You can't do that as much as you really, 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 really want.
And he explained why he wanted to. It's because he's like, oh, I believe in white supremacy,
racism. And so he was like, that's why I want to do that.
That's why I want to do it. Yeah. So that was one of the names.
Right. Not good.
It's not good.
It's not a good name for a political party.
Well, it's been a lasting one. It's been a lasting organization. Another one was, instead of the America party, the South Africa party, because he's from South Africa, which honestly makes a little bit more sense.
Right. It would be a little more honest.
He's the richest man. He's from there. Yeah.
Be a little more honest. That one I would back.
Yeah.
South Africa has been going pretty good lately.
Lately.
Yeah, so it's got positive. People are feeling good about the situation in South Africa, so you could capitalize on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. And the another one was X, just calling it X. Not an X party, just X.
Right.
Just call it X.
And he was doing that with everything for a while, right?
It's his one-trick pony.
Right. Let's call it X.
Let's call it X.
And then he had to buy the whole company to succeed.
Yes.
Because he used to propose that apparently at PayPal, right?
We talked about that. I think it was PayPal, or I think I said that earlier. I think that was PayPal.
Right, but it was to the point where the rest of the board members were like, can we fucking stop fucking trying to fucking
shut the fuck up about this?
Good
one, Elon,
X.
Though. You're the best.
Yeah.
And this is the last one, Pornhub party, which is a joke, I guess, but yeah. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be hard to Google.
Well, in he could buy Pornhub and he could make it into an absolute.
He's going to do it.
He's make it into. He could turn a respectable website into an absolute cesspool.
All right. So, wow, Elon Musk just joined us.
Yes,
here.
It's good. It's good to be here. honestly, big fan.
So I understand you're you bought X, obviously, or you bought Twitter and you turned it into X.
Yeah, turned it into X. But app for everything. Yeah.
Yep. And I understand you're thinking of buying some other websites. What websites are you thinking about buying?
Yes, perfectly good time to say it. Yeah. I guess right now.
Of course.
I'm planning to buy Pornhub.
Pornhub.
.com.
.com. Okay. .com. .com.
.com.
Okay.
Com.
Yes. Okay.
.com.
And why is it important for you to buy Pornhub.com?
It will be the place where I announce my America Party policies.
Okay.
Plus, you can have a great time there.
Okay.
As well.
I guess.
I'm going to turn it into just a terrible place.
Terrible
right
place.
Now, it's great.
It's great.
It's great.
Yes. There's a lot of satisfied users that use it now.
That's right.
As a loyal fan base.
Right. So in tradition, the way that I dealt with X, I'm going to make it worse.
Okay.
And I'm going to make it worth a fraction of what I bought it for.
Okay.
And then I'm going to make it a terrible place to be.
Okay.
I'll be funneling large amounts of money. And sorry, I'm just in a bit of a K-hole right now.
Sure.
I'm going to be funneling large amounts of money just to whomever will say the things that I want them to say, which I think is refreshing.
I was setting you up to say Mark Robinson. If you wanted to say it, you're going to hire him.
Oh, because he would write on my site.
Yes. Yeah. He's a black Nazi. All right, Elon, thank you so much for joining us. Wow. You never know what's going to happen.
No, and also, I didn't even know. I you were teaching me about this guy for the first time today.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Commitment to the bit is very, very important. Very, very important. So... let's just keep talking about this America PAC thing for a second, Devon, because I want to make a point here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Feel free.
He announced this. He announced this. I'm like talking my way out with pauses.
Yeah.
He made this announcement. Elon Musk made an announcement. Andrew Yang responded, happy to help.
Right.
Quote, happy to help.
Right. And I think we all know where that's going a little bit, or I think I do. Elon was talking about AI taking virtually every job from humans, and he mentioned something called universal basic income. He
said UBI.
UBI would be critical. I mean, what happens when people can't do jobs, but the productivity is still high?
Mm.
Money's still being made. There's still an economy, but people can't do jobs, so you have to pay them. And you actually have some experience with Andrew Yang and universal basic income.
Yeah.
And this could really become critical work for when you talk to Elon next time, I guess.
Yes, to let him know.
You could mention that you've already talked to Andrew about some of this stuff.
Talk to Andrew Yang about the universal basic income.
Okay.
I guess I'll play this first, but I do have to say I walked away thinking all politicians are fucking liars. And I think they are fucking liars.
Right.
Anyway, let's watch this video.
Thank you for the warm introduction. Thank you all for being here today. And apparently,
I'm kind of low on cash right now. Do you think I could get an advance on the universal basic income? There's like $2,000 or $3,000. You could just give me now.
Sir, we have to make this happen for everyone.
Could you just give me the money in your wallet? A couple bucks right now. It'd be great.
He was giving a speech, being like, everybody's gonna get
right.
You know, $1,500 a month or whatever. It's gonna be the best thing in the world. Somebody
he had an opportunity.
Looked first. Needed some money. Me.
Do you remember what it was for? The universal basic income. One of his. Important examples?
No, what?
Guitar lessons.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You got to pay Dan Smith.
Yeah.
Dan Smith's still going to
be teaching you guitar. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, he will teach you guitar. So basically, next time you talk to Elon, you can tell him that Andrew Yang lied to you.
He's a fucking liar.
But if they do team up and they do this, this could get weird. Like,
why?
Well,
elaborate.
Well, thanks. thanks for giving me the opportunity to elaborate here.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Elon Musk, is he going to, he's going to conduct his party business on X. I assume you'll have to be on X to be involved.
Or Pornhub.
Or Pornhub.com. But one of the two.
Yeah.
You know, he also has a history of, like, he already tried to launch, wasn't it Ron DeSantis' campaign announcement was there?
Yeah.
It, like, timed out. It bugged out. People couldn't listen. A little bit of a disaster.
Yes. But it worked out for him.
But it worked out for both of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess you would really see the mixing of a political party and, like, a social media app and a business and the world's richest man.
And brain implants.
Brain implants.
And Mars.
And it's all Mars. And it's all coming together. It's just a little dystopian, I guess. I don't want to overuse the word.
Oh, no, it's all dystopian.
Yeah, it's all dystopian.
But UFC fight in the White House,
yeah,
billionaire,
it's all,
richest man
it's
on
all
Earth,
happening.
Brain and political, yeah.
Like all those things being folded into one. What's Dogecoin's role in all this?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Thank you for bringing that up.
Dogecoin. You can go buy that on Coinbase.com.
That's the end of your thought there? Great. Thanks, Tom.
But I guess my point is none of that stuff is actually ridiculous anymore. It's all, you know what I mean?
That could be the currency.
He could do
Trump
it.
Coin probably more likely to be our currency.
Sure, but I mean, you're the world's richest man, owns Twitter, calls it X, funding a political party that is maybe funded by his weird cryptocurrency obsession, meme coin.
Impregnating a bunch of women.
Anybody he can really get is...
That's why the number's so low right now.
Right. he's launching rockets to Mars. The rockets don't launch sometimes. They blow up in the sky.
That's natural, though.
People's flights get canceled.
When you are trying to make rockets.
Yeah.
Okay. Elon's a buddy of mine. I talked to him once.
So I'm just learning about him today, so you can tell me anything you want.
All right. So do you think there's going to be any other billionaires who are going to launch a political party? You think this is going to be like a snowball effect?
I do.
More and more are going to do it?
I think Kanye.
Oh, is he still a billionaire?
I think so.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah,
I think he's going to call it the Nazi Party.
Oh, why?
Yeah, because of all of his
just because he's
views.
Like he's a Nazi.
He's always.
I thought there was like an acronym or something.
How good called. Nazis and Hitler are and stuff.
So okay,
I would think he would try and follow in their footsteps.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Anybody else?
You'd have to think the best positioned person other than Elon Musk would be Jeff Bezos, probably.
Okay.
He's in all our homes. He's got Alexas everywhere.
The Amazon party?
The Amazon party. Prime party.
Oh, okay.
He's got drones that can drop your ballots off, probably. Your Prime. But again, like Elon, you'll probably have to like subscribe.
To do it.
Yeah.
Pay to vote.
Right. Get on Twitter and have a verified account or whatever. You'll pay to vote.
Yeah. You can probably do it for free.
The primary.
That's
and they'll have all these candidates. And it'll
so
be
excited.
Amazon primary.
I know, I get it. I
you know, because it's Amazon Prime days right now.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
God, you don't get jokes. You got to pick them up faster. I don't have to repeat them so many times. But anyway, I think Jeff Bezos would be primed to do that. I also think,
I don't know if you got the memo.
But I guess if Elon has any success doing this, why wouldn't someone? They would say, hey, it's just like Donald Trump running for president. Originally, to be part of the conversation, to get his name out there, probably just to improve his brand standing in the world. Why wouldn't other billionaires do this? I think if it's successful at all, we'll see more of it.
More of it, yeah. It'll all be branded. Every candidate will be branded
by
a different thing.
Yeah. That's your prime concern.
Yes. Yes. Well, Devon, I hate you.
Yeah.
That's for J. Claude Deering. So, Devon, let's have a moment of truth right now. Do you have a moment of truth ready? You said you did.
Well, my moment of truth is just to kind of get to the truth of, is Elon Musk the richest person to ever have lived? And we said that maybe we thought he was earlier.
You asked the question.
It was a leading question because I looked it up earlier today, and I know that I've said it a couple times, and I've assumed it to be true because you assume the world's economies are getting bigger and the wealth would be bigger now than it was in the past.
Okay.
But that's not true.
Okay, let's hear
it. Someone named Mansa Musa, which I'm embarrassed. I don't know the history of this person.
I thought they were in the era
of the 14th century, estimated net worth adjusted for inflation in U.S. dollars, 400 to 500 billion $1,000.
Didn't he get rich from like gold, salt, trade monopoly
in the Mali Empire? Yeah. So you do know about this person.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the second richest person ever to have lived.
This is your moment of truth.
John D. Rockefeller, estimated net worth adjusted for US dollars in current inflation, $400 billion from the early 20th century. Can you guess what he did? Oil.
Oh, I was going to say Pornhub.
Yeah. Andrew Carnegie, $310 to $372 billion.
Wait a second. Doesn't Elon have like over $400 billion?
Well, I think over here it's going to say $320 billion at his peak in 2021. And just to skip to the meat of this, he's at number six.
Okay, but he's
$20 billion. I thought he had at some point gotten over 400, but
he has $393 billion according to this easy Google search.
Okay, well, we should let everyone know I used ChatGPT to make that list. Well, because I kept looking up different articles to see the top 10, and they were all dated.
So AI might not
work
the jobs.
Yeah,
so we don't have to worry about that. Okay, Joseph Stalin. That's another name on the list.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a who's who.
Well, just above Elon Musk. And just below are Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. And just below Bill Gates is Akbar the Great. He had 25% of the global GDP at the time, et cetera.
There you have it. Thank you, DeVron, for that research, for asking that question to an AI bot that will allow someone to lose their job.
Will force someone to lose their job and also get the question wrong. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, DeVron.
Anytime.
I want to remind everybody, you can support us on Substack. We have a paid tier, or you can just become a subscriber, get all sorts of fun free stuff, but you can support us on Substack. We just put out an article today that DeVron wrote about our experience at the Creation Museum, the Institute for Creation Research and
Earth Sciences
and Bible.
Right. Yes. And Bible study.
So check that out on Substack. We've got the link in the description here. DeVron, before we leave and go, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience right now?
I do. For all of you out there who are trying to figure out how to earn a living,
okay,
it's one of the most important things we can all do. Get $10 million, put it in the bank, and just live off of the interest. That's my advice.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
For all of us here at The Good Liars, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.